We begin this morning with the director of the White House National Economic Council, Kevin Hassett. This is now the longest shutdown in American history. The Treasury Secretary told us 2 weeks ago, November 15th was the hard stop for any paychecks going to U.S. troops. Does that remain the point of exhaustion?
Right. I think that that's about the right number. And the problem is that under the law, we're not allowed to spend money that hasn't been appropriated. And there is a law, Anti-Deficiency Act, that says that if a government official spends money that isn't appropriated by Congress, which will only happen if the Democrats vote to open up the government, then you could even have criminal penalties. Mm-hmm. And so people are very carefully studying the law and trying to get as much money out the door as is legal. And we're very, you know, glad that we found a way to get a lot of the SNAP money out. But it's really, really pushing the boundaries of the law, which is why the Supreme Court had to take that ruling from Rhode Island and put it on hold.
Until the lower court rules.
Until the lower court goes back and comes up with a legal justification for what they said, because there probably isn't one, sadly, which is why we have to get this government open. I mean, the fact is Goldman Sachs, they have a top economic team, and they're estimating that we've already knocked about 1.5% mm-hmm. off of GDP. I think that number is probably low if we keep going even a couple more weeks, because there's going to be a massive amount of air disruption, especially around the holidays. And, you know, one of these things, every now and then when we're talking economics, you and I, we talk about seasonal adjustments and things like that. Yeah. But the fact is that Thanksgiving time is one of the hottest times of the year for the economy. It's, you know, Black Friday and all that kind of stuff. Right. And if people aren't traveling at that moment, then we really could be looking at a negative quarter for the fourth quarter.